Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us today. It is Tuesday, the 20th day of February, 2007. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. In much of the second and third hour, we're going to investigate the live cancer virus that Rick Perry and the big pharma company are running around the nation claiming that it's the law that you must take it. And we're going to be joined in studio by the president of the Texas Eagle Forum, Kathy Adams. Then, 30 minutes into that hour, we'll be joined by Diane from Pennsylvania. That's all we're going to say. We've confirmed her story, and the Eagle Forum has confirmed it, and it's been picked up as well by in many other reports put out by the government itself about serious adverse reactions with this vaccine, and that's been in the press. But her daughter took it, and we'll tell you what happened to her young daughter when she did take the vaccine. So that's coming up right in the middle of the broadcast today. And then for the last 30 minutes of the show, we have Pap Antonio, famous trial lawyer, joining us, also one of the head honchos over at Air America. He'll be joining us to talk about his experiences with Merck, his experience with Pfizer, his experience with Bayer, some of the other big pharma companies. He's the guy that successfully sued Bayer for the AIDS-tainted blood, knowing it had AIDS in it, and still delivering it in the blood products they sold from the U.S. to Australia. Just to give you an idea of how premeditated this evil is and how they get away with it, the very same players over and over and over again. So that is coming up in the last 30 minutes of the show today. We'll also have open phones in this first hour into the second and third. I'll go to your calls early in this hour, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. In the meantime, I want to get into the attack on free speech in this country and the different angles and different sectors it's coming from. Over the weekend, the New York Post came out with a headline on Saturday that voting against the war is treason and that members of Congress are traitors. There is now another report out where a congressman is saying that you need to be killed. And he's serious. He says we need to start arresting, trying, and hanging anyone who is not for the war. Yeah, that sounds like land of the free, home of the brave. Isn't that just special? And they're doing this because they're losing control. 70%+ of the public in every major poll you look at knows they're a pack of criminals, both parties, and knows the war is a fraud and is aware of them. So go ahead and show everybody who you are. Go ahead and say you want tyranny. Go ahead and say you want martial law. Go ahead and buy your reporters and pay for your fake news. Just keep making it worse for yourselves. Just please continue. Because you're acting like dictators. You're showing everybody exactly who and what you are. So we'll go over that after this first break, and then we'll go directly to your phone calls. Another report here out of Salon, authoritarianism can happen in the United States. And they say it could happen. It could happen. It's happening. Big developments in Iran and Venezuela. So I've got some more comments about the BBC debate we had yesterday with their producer and director of the 9/11 hit piece. The government okays high levels of lead in your children's lunch boxes. It's all coming up. JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Thank you again for joining us today. For stations that just joined us now in the second segment, it is Tuesday, the 20th of February, 2007. We have Mike Papantonio joining us in the last 30 minutes of the third hour today to talk about his experience suing Big Pharma, knowingly having AIDS in their blood products, and tying that in with some comments on the human papilloma, so-called vaccine that's a live virus. In the second hour, we have the Texas president of the Eagle Forum, Kathy Adams, in studio, and then we'll be joined by Diane in Pennsylvania, who doesn't want her name, full name being known for fear of repercussions for her daughter, who took the shot and has had serious reactions to it. She'll be joining us, so we'll talk to a lawyer who's been in the middle of fighting these people. We'll talk to the head of the Eagle Forum here in Texas and on the national board who's been on the front lines investigating it. New developments yesterday at the Texas State House with Big Pharma trying to lobby this through. And we'll talk to a victim, a person whose family has been clearly damaged by this. And again, I have mainstream news articles admitting that the CDC, the EPA, the FDA, yeah, not the EPA, the FDA is saying that, yeah, this thing's hasn't been properly tested yet and has been causing problems and bizarre autoimmune responses, so that is coming up. But first off, yesterday I covered a report out of Saturday's New York Post with a headline screaming, those that vote against war are involved in treason, and we went over that story, and it's up on prisonplanet.com right now. But there's a new story out today, and Kurt Nimmo has reported on this. Hangman Young, string up Dems daring to speak. Big Oil Don Young, Republican from Alaska, wants to see Democrats sent to the gallows. Quote, "I'd like to make a quote," said Big Oil on the House floor last week. "Congressmen who willfully take action during wartime that damages morale and undermine the military are saboteurs and should be arrested, exiled, or hanged." Big Oil called such because he fought to have American taxpayers underwrite the Trans-Alaskan pipeline for the likes of Conoco, Phillips, BP, and ExxonMobil, believes he is reacting to the feeble effort by Democrats to tap down Bush's surge in Iraq. And it goes on to say, Lincoln, according to Big Oil, had the same problem his president had with a very unpopular war, the same problem with people trying to redirect the commander-in-chief. In fact, Lincoln never said such. Big Oil, quote, was penned by J. Michael Walter, a professor at the Institute of World Politics. And it goes on from there. Now, if you tune in to Michael Savage or others, you will hear them say over and over again, anyone who protests the war is aiding al-Qaeda, they call it al-Qaeda, and need to be arrested and put in camps. And I've heard Savage even add, we shouldn't have to pay for their room and board while they're there, so they should be forced labor camps. And countless other neocon writers, editorialists, have said similar things. In fact, Bill O'Reilly has said that Kevin Barrett, who's going to be in studio with us Thursday, should be floated down the river. He's said, of course, that Professor Jim Fesser needs to be investigated and perhaps arrested, and that we all need to be investigated. I mean, there's too many examples to go over. I wanted to reread the New York Post. I was paraphrasing its headline, and I couldn't find it here in my stack just now. So in the next segment, I'll come back. I'm going to get that printed during the next segment and try to find it online. Guys, can you pull me the New York Post treason traitors story again? Because I don't want to paraphrase it. I want to read to you exactly what it said. I thought I had it here. But again, Hangman Young, string up Dems for daring to speak. The Big Oil Don Young, Republican from Alaska, wants to see Democrats sent to the gallows. "I'd like to make a quote," said Big Oil on the House floor recently. "Congressmen who willfully take actions during wartime that damage morale and undermine the military are saboteurs and should be arrested, exiled, or hanged." And this is directly quotes from Don Young on the floor of the House last Friday during debates. Just incredible. The debate went on all day long, and I saw some similar quotes on The Daily Show that aired yesterday, but it's just mind-boggling that here in the United States they would have the nerve to talk like this. It is not just your right, it is your duty to speak up on what you think is correct and proper. It is congressmen and women's duty to go to Washington and carry out the will within the framework of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Declaration of Independence that their constituency sent them for, their bosses. And we have 78% of the American people in major polls, now 70-plus percent. It was 70 last year, the new poll out of Iraq. 72% of our troops polled. And you've heard them calling to the show from bases all over the U.S. and Germany. And they'll tell you that it's way over 70% of the troops know the war is a fraud, know it's a scam, know that it's, quote, pointless, that they're not really trying to bring democracy to Iraq. They've been re-upped, some of them, forced to stay in theater for upwards of four tours, some of them about to start their fifth tours. It will be 4 years in March. Four full tours for some people. Now, you do have brainwashed zombies who really think they're fighting Al-Qaeda and who buy into all the propaganda. But I want to remind everybody that the federal government premeditatedly lied about knowing right where the WMDs were, and we have the White House memo where they're talking about staging WMD discoveries or having defectors come out and claim that they saw WMDs. It's an open discussion between George Bush and Tony Blair concerning the staging of that event. We have the earlier Downing Street memo that much to do really about nothing compared to the White House memo, where they're telling Tony Blair, look, the policy's already set, war it is, we've now got to fix the intelligence around it. Confirmed to be an actual memo, Downing Street has admitted it is accurate and is very angry and trying to arrest whoever leaked it, just like they're trying to arrest whoever released the White House memo on the eve of the war. And the whole time Bush was saying, we have no intention of attacking Iraq, we just want to stop them from developing their weapons of mass destruction. And we have no plan to attack them, but then the Treasury Secretary O'Neill quit and said the first day in late January, the first day in the White House, the first day they were there, they had the Energy Task Force and the oil company execs in there around the big conference room projecting on the screen who was going to get what oil fields when they invaded Iraq. And again, that's about a future holding in an asset and restricting the output of that oil to then jack up prices, and oil prices more than doubled in the first 3 years of the invasion and have now dropped $20 a barrel, but still are $25 above what they were before the war started. And thank you, guys. You did bring it into me. Here it is. New York Post. Those who oppose surge in Congress are guilty of treason. The New York Times reported on this. Treason screened the front page of the New York Post today. This is from Saturday. In reaction to Friday's vote in the House of Representatives, which easily passed a non-binding resolution opposing President Bush's troop surge in Iraq, 17 Republicans joined the Democrats in the vote. The Post, Ralph Peters, called it the most disgraceful congressional action since the Democratic Party united to defend slavery roughly 150 years ago. Peters charged, providing aid and comfort to the enemy in wartime is treason. It's not just politics, it's treason. The vote was a huge morale booster for Al-Qaeda, for Iraq's Sunni insurgents, and for most, worst of all, the Sunni militias. We've now reached a low point in the history of our government when a substantial number of legislators would welcome an American defeat in Iraq for domestic political advantage. Now this is really another dog and pony show here. Can you pick up on it? The Democrats come out with a House resolution that's non-binding that simply says they support the war and the troops, equating supporting the troops with supporting the war, which is a fraud. It's like, we support throwing more off a cliff to their deaths. Oh, that'll support them. I support children. Let's run over them with 18-wheelers. There's a disconnect there. But the resolution just said that they were going to then have a committee look at it and send a letter to President Bush. It did absolutely nothing, and they couldn't even get it passed out of the Senate. It failed by 5 votes. But then by having the neocons come out and say they're all traitors and should be hung from the nearest tree, which a Republican congressman said on the House floor, it now creates the illusion to Democratic constituents that the Democrats are really doing something. Just like Bush and Nancy Pelosi got together, and it's now come out and cooked up. You heard Ron Paul agree last week on the show, every other analyst, it's as obvious as the nose on your face, to have them increase the troops, it's really by 40,000, not 21,000, and then have a debate about the increase instead of a debate about a drawdown, or their Orwellian term, build down. So again, it's all dog and pony shows. There's one party, the New World Order Party, waging war against us, the people. We'll come back, get more into this and take your calls.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Ted Anders for Midas, February 16, 2007, gold $664.90. Ounce gold coins are at $686.35, $345.73 for half, $172.87 for quarter ounce. That's $686.35, $345.73, and $172.87. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want? To be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
What the congressman said, he was later asked about it. He said, well, Lincoln had people arrested who criticized the war. Lincoln had members of Congress arrested. And that's what they want to go back to. They want to go back, quote, to the Civil War, which was martial law. I guess maybe they'll have Sherman resurrected to burn half of the cities in the South in his march to the sea. Maybe he'll come into St. Louis and Kansas City and burn it to the ground and march down to New Orleans and do the same. And that's what they're pushing. That's what Tommy Franks on secret government payroll, that later came out, one of the paid propaganda arms on Fox News and CNN, said, oh, it's terrible, one more attack, the people will demand it, a military form of government, an end of the Constitution. And they're gearing up for it with Homeland Security in every single city because 97% don't want the foreign-owned toll roads on existing roads, 91% don't want open borders and guest worker amnesty, almost 80% don't want the war, 90-plus percent don't want the National ID card and the Real ID Act, and 36 states now are pulling out of it. So they're openly talking about, well, you're all just traitors. No, anyone that says there's not a First Amendment, anyone who says that our elected representatives who are in Congress are beneath the president and are not there to put forward their views and cast their votes as they see best, is a traitor to the Bill of Rights and Constitution, the heart and soul of the United States. And the very same people who are pushing an end to our borders and a North American Union, the very same president who signed the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement and sponsored the North American Union Summit last September secretly in Canada. We now have the four-year documents released. They are the treasonous traitors. We don't need to impeach George Bush for carrying out 9/11 because that would be, I guess, too painful for some to ever be able to admit to, and I can't see that happening in the near future, but we can certainly impeach him for trying to give amnesty to illegal aliens. We can certainly impeach him for signing criminally the North American Union Agreement. We can certainly impeach him for lying to Congress to get us into the Iraq war and the White House memo trying to stage the discovery of weapons of mass destruction and 100 other issues like the Patriot Act that is a complete violation and a frontal assault on the Bill of Rights. So the people, the Michael Wiener Savages and the Congressman Youngs and others that are out there pushing all of this, they are the treasonous traitors by their actions, not by their free speech. If Young wants to sit up there and say we need to start hanging members of Congress, I guess he has a right to say that, but I think it crosses the line when you start calling for violence against people. That becomes a terroristic threat. But let him say it. We have a right to say you are a bucket of maggots. You are a bought and paid for New World Order shill. You are the anti-American. You are the antithesis. You are the 180-degree polar opposite of what this country is all about. What did Teddy Roosevelt say, to paraphrase? That it's patriotic. In fact, it's a duty. There's nothing more patriotic than criticizing your president and your government. That a patriot defends the Bill of Rights and Constitution and the country. A patriot doesn't defend some would-be dictator. You see, they're losing the fight for the hearts and minds. The people are discovering who the real threat to the republic is. It's not some shadowy group in caves in Afghanistan. It's those that prosecute valiant Border Patrol agents. And now the government was forced to release the documents. Homeland Security lied on everything concerning Compion and Ramos, the Border Patrol agents. They premeditatedly lied. They had other Border Patrol lie on the stand, this convicted drug dealer lie. They told Congress that they had documents and admissions and signed statements by Compion and Ramos. And Compion and Ramos said, that's not true, and I took their word on it, and now Homeland Security and the federal prosecutor have admitted that they lied. So I want you to think about that long and hard. Who are the real traitors? Who are the people destroying our sovereignty? Who are the people debasing our dollar? Who are the people destroying our economy? Who are the people running up giant debts? Who are the people letting foreign corporations come in and buy up the infrastructure for pennies on the dollar? It's the Republicans and Democrats. It's Hillary and Bush. It's all of them together. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Coming up, we'll be breaking down the facts of this live cancer virus that they're bluffing the American people, hoaxing the American people into believing it's the law that you have to take. Over 20 states now starting to parrot Rick Perry's lie, but Perry was at the legislature yesterday trying to get him to pass a law, but again, not to make it mandatory, to add it to the list of recommended, which then the media parrots the propaganda that it's mandatory. Very sick to see this happening. That's coming up in the second and third hour today. We'll delve into eugenics overall. Right now, let's go to the calls. As promised, the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget that we have a free podcast of the entire three-hour broadcast daily that serves out in the hour after the show ends, during the 2 to 3 o'clock hour Central Time. You go to Infowars.com, you click the subscribe button, and then it simply starts downloading it daily, Monday through Friday, to your MP3 or to your iPod player. Very simple, very easy to do, and if you're already doing it and finding it to be informative and useful and educational and buoying, please spread the word about the free podcast on the message boards, your email list, call them to talk radio. We also restream the show Monday through Friday, 24 hours a day, and on the weekend, every day when the 3 hours ends, it then consecutively restreams the 3 hours over and over again. So you can listen at 7 in the morning, at 10 in the morning, at 8 o'clock at night, at 10 o'clock at night, at 1 in the morning. If you work the night shift, you can always listen at InfoWars.com to the continual stream. Let's go to KC in Minnesota. KC, thank you for holding.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good, sir.
Good. I just want to let you know, speaking of laws that never were, such as the vaccine so-called law, that I just got off the phone with Ed Brown yesterday, and he's willing to offer anybody, the first person to show him the law that requires him to pay an income tax, $10,000.
Now, for those that don't know who Ed Brown is, he's up in New Hampshire, and the fella has been a successful businessman. His wife is a dentist, and the IRS raided him a bunch, did a bunch of horrible things to him. We interviewed him a few weeks ago. It's gotten national attention, and now the court has issued the SWAT teams to go in and seize his house, and he's saying he will fight to the death. Listen, other people, other groups have offered, what, $100,000 before? If somebody can show them the law, they've gone to the IRS commissioners, the former commissioners. The current commissioner's been asked in press conferences about it, and they will not show you the law. Their sales tax is real. Even things like property tax are real. You can argue whether it's constitutional. Tariffs are real. Tolls are real if it's governmental. But when you get an income tax that is paid into the coffers of private banks on interest, we have to pay them interest just because the private banks let the government print money. That's not how it was before 1913. It's a total dog and pony show fraud. And the New World Order really is the government of a hoax. They claim that global warming is human-caused when NASA even reports that it is the sun heating up, the entire solar system's heating up, volcanoes create more in one major ash or gas eruption than all human activity in the last 100 years, one average volcano, whether it be in Iceland or whether it be in the South Pacific or in Guatemala. And those are the reports out, scientific reports, a big hoax. And what is their answer? A global tax selectively on Western nations, 160-plus third-world nations, totally exempt, accelerating the movement of industry to those third-world slave-controlled countries. We have the hoax of Rick Perry saying it's the law, you must take it. There is no law. He signed an executive order ordering the state health department to claim that it's on the list of recommended. Then the schools engage in the bluff and the fraud and say it's the law. Total lie. And they bluffed us on WMDs in Iraq. Another hoax. Bush says that his amnesty plan is not an amnesty. The guest worker program clearly is the biggest amnesty ever. They tell us under the Real ID Act we'll have to have it to have a bank account, to have a job, to have Social Security. You can't even get a license now with your birth certificate. You've got to have a letter from the county where you were born certifying it. But illegal aliens don't have to have any ID to get a bank account or housing loan. Again, a hoax. They say it's for security. It's a hoax. We're the fat, dumb cattle, the American people that have been sucking our thumbs and getting deeper and deeper into tyranny and feeling all self-assured. So we're here to be fleeced because we're a joke. And yes, we get hoaxed and 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 hoaxed. I'm sorry, you're making a point. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to encourage your listeners to go to showedthelaw.com, and if they think they can show them the law, just click on the link there and send an email and try and show the law, because he will pay you out of pocket $10,000 if you can do so.
Listen, I appreciate your call, and we all need to pray for Mr. Brown. What, he offered $1 million? Jimmy Walter, the 100-plus millionaire philanthropist, he offered $1 million if you could show how Building 7 fell from 15 to 2,000-degree fires. And no one could do it. You can't do it. And it's the same thing over and over again. Lucas in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Thanks for having me on again.
What's on your mind?
Hey, well, I had a couple things I wanted to talk about. One of them is the people that are in denial, like, let's say your friend Troy, who calls in all the time. You know, you'd figure after, you know, Gitmo and torture and secret prisons and forced vaccinations and waterboarding and depleted uranium and lies about the WNDs and wiretapping and talks of using nukes and, you know, reading people's mails, oppression of science, assault on the Constitution, and the lies and lies and lies, you'd figure people like him would eventually decide to wake up. I mean, how many lies can somebody be told before they're...
I mean, that's the example I always give. If I have a neighbor who's lied to me two or three times, I quit talking to them. If they wave at me, I'll still wave at them. Or if I've got a neighbor who's been drunk before and cussing at me in the parking lot, I'm not going to talk to him anymore. But the government constantly lies by design tens of thousands of times, and hundreds of times we know of has killed troops, black men, children, radiological, biological, chemical testing going on right now, sterilizing almost 500,000. Why would we believe anything that comes out of their mouths? But listen, Troy, the last time he called in, or maybe in the time before that, and he's welcome to call in any time. We kind of miss him. He hadn't called in a few weeks. I said, well, Newt Gingrich is saying we should restrict free speech. And he said, no, he isn't. No, he isn't. And I said, well, should my speech be restricted? And he said, yeah, I think so. I think you shouldn't. See, I mean, so see, that's Orwellian double think. That's exactly what George Orwell talked about. And he was mirroring that off the propaganda at the BBC when he worked there. Real name Eric Blair, pen name George Orwell. He was one of their top propagandists during World War II. And he was a pro-communist and then found out that both sides were controlled. And that's what his book is about. But I'm digressing. In 1984, doublethink is where you'll say, Big Brother isn't torturing and killing people. But then even when you get tortured, you say, well, then, okay, they aren't torturing me, but they are. But torture is good. So here's doublethink. They're not restricting free speech, but they are, and I agree with them.
Here's another thing I wanted to talk about. People don't understand. You know, I've heard the one of the main debunking points by anybody is, oh, it'd take too many people to hold a conspiracy like this together. Well, you have to think. The Pentagon admitted that they lost 2.3 million. I know it's more like 3.7 million, but
Trillion.
I mean, yeah, I'm sorry, trillion. I meant to say trillion.
So you say million, I say billion. No. It was over two. It was 1.9 trillion in 2001 when the AP broke it. It was 3.9 late last year.
Well, my point being is that if you take $2.3 trillion, you could pay 10,000 people $230 million each to keep their mouth shut. So that shows you on the grand scale of how you can pull off a 9/11 situation like this. And people like Troy, I mean, I wonder if he's a Hatfield or a McCoy. You know, people like Troy, you know, he's like the person in one of those drama catastrophe movies that freaks out. You know, there's always got to be one person in denial that just grabs their hair and says, I'm going to die. And somebody has to grab that person and slap them in the face to snap them out of it. That's what these people that are in denial are, you know, that's basically what they're in. Remember, I had called in a couple weeks ago and we talked about the MSNBC message boards and how they were deleting the 9/11 post. Well, they shut down the Keith Olbermann board. It's been shut down since the day after I called in. And now the
only Flight 93 was totally taken over by patriots and truthers when that movie came out. And so first they kept claiming it was malfunctioning and they would erase everything. And finally they just said that we're taking it completely down.
Well, they took the whole Olbermann message board down. So now anybody that wants to talk about InfoWars or TerrorStorm or 9/11, go to the MSNBC message boards at the U.S. section, where there happens to be some more truthers there that they're deleting the 9/11 post. And also, I'm coming out with a undebunkable documentary that should be done here in about 2 weeks. And it's totally undebunkable. It doesn't have any narrative. It's basically completely all news clips. And there's no debunking it. There's absolutely no debunking.
Well, be sure and give us a heads up when it's out, and we really appreciate you. Good to hear from you. Now, let me go back. This is why I love taking calls, because callers take us in directions that I wouldn't think to go in. And he brought up their favorite tactic of you couldn't keep a conspiracy this big secret. They kept the B-2 bomber secret for at least 20 years. And I talked about this yesterday. They said that SR-71 Blackbird, developed and built in 54, in service in the mid-50s, just right after that. They still claim that's the fastest plane. But Jane's Weapons Quarterly reports that, no, they've got a whole fleet of hyper-advanced space planes. But I digress. Let me just go back here. Folks ask, how could you keep it secret something on the magnitude of 9/11? And a lot of different statisticians and experts have looked at this, and they've concluded conservatively 250 to 300 people could carry out the entire 9/11 operation. And then others that were in support roles wouldn't even know it because they would believe that they were taking part in drills and that they would fund the operation through the auspices of drills. That's why they had four major hijacking drills that day involving over 20 aircraft. And that's why they had three other major anti-terror drills on the ground, including one that had the command center already moved in the days before out of Building 7. I mean, how ridiculous does this have to get? And I go back to Tuskegee, and I only use Tuskegee because if I talk about Project Shad 1976 in southern England and Wales, which has been in the news, but most people don't know about how they had, in one case, U.S. and British troops go out and sit on top their tanks, and low-flying jets flew over and sprayed biological weapons on them, and a bunch of them died the next week. Or if I talk about a case in the late 1970s, again, and we've had the naval officers on, where they would send them out on these ships and have jets fly over and spray chemicals on them, and some people died on the spot, others weeks later, others months later, others tumors all over their bodies today. All declassified, but you know, most people don't know about those examples. So take Tuskegee. It went on from the 1930s into the 1970s, and it didn't come out. And so we're talking about 40-plus years, thousands of black men given syphilis and others not treated for syphilis and allowed to spread it to tens of thousands. Syphilis, the equivalent of microscopic worms that enter your brain, liver, and other key organs. Now, the government decided, that wasn't even whistleblown, the government decided to declassify parts of that. Over 10,000 American children were radiated from 1941 through the mid-1960s. That's even been in Newsweek. And first they start out with retarded children. Now, why did they start out with poor retarded children? Because they weren't doing radiation tests. That was a small part of it. It was testing their personnel. And documents have come out on this. This is all psychology. First they started out on badly handicapped children. Oh, we're just euthanizing them. And then it was retarded children. And then it was pregnant women. And then it was healthy children. Oh, we're going to x-ray your child's feet to see if they've got a problem. And they hit them with enough juice where they die 2 days later after screaming in pain. Literally with radiation burns all over their bodies. And don't you sit there driving around in your squad car or in your government office building or there in West Virginia at your car dealership laughing at us and say it isn't true. Listen to me. You go check that out and you find out it's true. Don't you deny it. Out of hand without checking first. But why do they do this? Why did Israel irradiate 110,000 children under U.S. funding? The main reason is testing. They take cadres of jet pilots, cadres of helicopter pilots, cadres of CIA operatives, and it starts like this on average. You're a young recruit, you're in regular Army, you take the Special Forces test, you go into the Rangers, you go from there into Special Forces, and now it's 10, 12 years later, you've been a Special Forces operative, you've been given a lot of power. You can land on an aircraft carrier deck and the admiral will salute you and do whatever you say because you work for Black Ops. And you've led assassination squads on communists and drug dealers. And it was always bad guys, you were told. And then you get a job to do something a little worse. Now you're going to blow up a car full of a family along with an ambassador, but it's for the better good. End justifies the means. They're taught Machiavelli because we're going to blame it on the communists. And after all, they're so evil. If we're not more evil than them, they're going to win. We've got a, one of their mottos is basically, and there's different configurations, is that we use evil to protect good. And it's the same thing. They take army doctors, they do psychological tests on them, they find out what they'll do. And first it's irradiating a badly deformed two-year-old child who's in great pain and has holes in their heart. And then next it's a retarded child. And then next it's give plutonium and uranium pills to an eight-month pregnant woman there at the GI clinic in Alamogordo, there at the Air Force clinic. Okay, so this is how they do it. And then now they've got cadres of trained people that'll do this. And they'll even write them up for stuff they've done, even though they followed orders, just to have it hanging over their heads. And they have other divisions that will then spy on those people and have dirt on them. And around all those bases and key areas, they make these individuals live in certain areas around the country, 10 or 15 areas. They also have local assassins who are ready with a phone call to go kill whoever they're told. Okay? So, you want to know who carried out 9-11? When we get back, I'll tell you who carried out 9-11. We know from their past MO, from their past operations. I'm like somebody who hunts serial killers, folks. I've been studying it so much, I can tell you when they're going to strike next. You got to have your head in the game to be able to do that. I do.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet, and they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships flying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind.
Revolution.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before. Now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar,
to do is, we've got a guest in the next hour, two guests in the next hour, and a guest to the last 30 minutes. I'm going to get into how they breed killers, how they incrementally train them, just like attack dogs, from puppies up to being able to carry out the type of black ops that we have witnessed. I really can't do justice to it in this segment, but I've written a note here. I'm going to cover that from 1 p.m. Central till about 1:30 p.m. Central, when Pap Antonio joins us to talk about his experience with Big Pharma, with Bayer, namely, who knowingly put HIV in blood products that went to hundreds of thousands of individuals from the U.S. to Canada to New Zealand to Australia. And the documents came out that they knew and just said, so what, let's just keep shipping it. We can't let people know that AIDS is in it, because then that'll make our shares go down. Oh, but the government wouldn't hurt you. Corporations wouldn't hurt you. They wouldn't do anything to you. Just trust them. Have no oversight. Just be mindless and go quietly into the night. Everything's going to be okay. They're now talking about a vaccine for another disease, chlamydia. There are hundreds of new vaccines every year, and Big Pharma comes in and lobbies. Last week, I was sent an email of some, quote, Alex Jones watchdog website going, look at Jones again, unsubstantiated on the air, saying that Big Pharma was funding Rick Perry, and that particularly the company that came out with the HPV vaccine was funding him. That was out of the Associated Press and Reuters, saying that his former chief of staff was on their payroll, that the entire congressional delegation pushing this front women's group, they're on the payroll. It was in the news. I mean, even when stuff is just admitted, the New York Times came out over the weekend and said that there's horrible conflicts of interest. But no, it doesn't exist. It's that Alex Jones making everything up again. Don't forget, I'm a documentary filmmaker. I've made 15 films. The latest is Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror, available on DVD at Infowars.com and VHS at Infowars.com. Aaron Russo's America, Freedom to Fascism is also available. You can get both those films as low as $9.95 apiece at Infowars.com. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. Second hour, only 70 seconds away.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.